Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. I really like processes, systems, defining them, documenting them, and sometimes even following them. I especially like it when I can make a metaphor out of them, or an analogy. I can never remember which is which. Enjoy.
Did you feel ready?
No.
Did you mourn the loss of your independent status as a human being?
No, I don't think so, because I think that I was serving the expectations of what I was supposed to be doing. So I'd gotten married, bought a house. Next step was having kids. It was supposed to, that's what everybody does.
Wow. Do you have an algorithm that you were following?
Yeah, I mean, it's the social algorithm, right?
It's like is.
The,
is.
You know, early 2000s before a lot of social changes kind of went into effect of what is acceptable and what is not acceptable and what is, there is still pressure to do all those things that order. But,
Less so.
You know, back when that was happening, I was also putting pressure on other people because I felt like, you know, misery loves company.
Hey, get with the program.
If I am having to go through this, you should have to go through this too.
So let me ask you this. Were you living that life with also having a layer of resentment toward that life while you were doing it?
Yeah.
Because I had a little bit of that early on in my life with Patty when I was being trained how to live an adult life. And this is the truth. I really needed to be trained. I don't know that I need to be trained the way I was trained, but I know that I needed to be trained. And when I say the way I was trained, it was just Patty's very persistent. She will make sure that I understand. And I did, but I was a bad student. And so it made the lessons harder on all of us. And now that I'm here, I feel good about it. Now that you look back on that, which you went through and all the obligations that you fulfilled out of obligation, don't you feel like you got some good stuff out of that?
Oh, 100%. I think when you're in it, you sometimes don't see the forest for the trees. You don't see the things that you're doing and the meaning they'll have later. You don't see the investments you're making. You don't understand what the fruition is going to be on those, the seeds that you're planting, what those are going to grow into.
That takes some vision and some persistent imagination that isn't worry.
Well, and you have to, that's the thing. You have to be a cheerleader for this all the time. So you have to be sort of a glass half full person for a lot of it. And I was unfortunately way too just basted in cynicism because I thought that was humor.
Yeah.
And so that was a big problem for me.
Interesting that that's your route too, because you can play the cynic. I know you can. I don't think that's your natural role anymore.
I was thinking about it this way with 3D printing, because I got my 3D printer set up again. And so there's two processes when it comes to creation with, you know, sort of this modern equipment like 3D printers or CNC machines. You're familiar with those
CNC.
That do the CNC is the one that does the router into the wood and it carves the wood into
shapes and stuff.
Can do all sorts of ornate patterns
and
designs. It's not a person doing it, but it's a person programming it, right? But the idea behind the two is you have sort of this additive process, which is 3D printing. You're starting with nothing. You're melting plastic into this pattern. And you have a subtractive process, which is CNC, which you start with a block and you take a bunch of stuff away.
Wow, yeah.
And I was thinking about this in terms of my storytelling and the stories that I like to tell, the stories that I thought got the best reactions, the stories that I thought put me in the best light. And my stories were very subtractive, used to be. Like, it was always about making fun of someone or showing somebody as a fool or as a clown or as a doing something dopish. And sometimes that was me, too. I was telling stories about myself that way. And I realized this with one specific example. And I was like, oh, but now that time has gone by, now I see it as a much more positive story. And I don't want to share it on this because on the podcast because he listens every once in a while. And I am super embarrassed about the story the way I used to tell it and that I told it that way. You know, it almost is like I want to apologize to him for it.
Wow.
But he never even knew that I would. Well, and maybe he did.
Right.
Maybe he was like, oh, that jerk.
Or maybe it wasn't as serious. It wasn't taken as seriously, you know, as you might think it was. You're fascinating me, though, with this conversation because it's such sculpture, right? I mean, it is that. I mean, Michelangelo, he worked with marble, right?
Yeah.
So that's the reductive. All he's doing is taking away. He's chipping away until he finds what he finds.
Right.
But there are so many sculptors that work with clay where you got to slap it on,
put it on,
take it off, slap it on.
And it's not a perfect, you know, kind of metaphor for what I'm talking about, because it's still, both of them are creation, right?
Yeah, but you found an opportunity to add on in addition to. And I thought your maker fair metaphor was really good, because it is exactly that, taking away and putting in. But there's no permanence in either step as long as you have both tools, right?
Yeah. So you could still be that way. You could be reductive, but not necessarily tear anybody or anything down.
Well, and I think you're incisive is part of the thing, all right? And incisive and reductive are sisters. You know, incisive says half of this is not important and the other half is.
Right.
And you're kind of making fun of the stuff that's present that's not important, I think, sometimes. But I feel like you're not that guy anymore.
I don't think so.
You find the good in people. You see the good. You also see the whole side, which I think makes it more fun to listen to what you have to say, because you get both sides of the perspective. I feel like we were talking earlier that you could be a really good attorney, because you could argue both sides of the perspective and do it pretty effectively, because your imagination would allow you to try on both of those sides, right? It's fascinating to reminisce with Nick about the way he remembers his early adult years and his reductive approach to storytelling. It's clear that he scans his memory for observations and trends that will tell him something about his path and who he was at different times in his life. That is pretty darn self-aware. I'm not sure that I would want to know that much about myself. But I've been hanging around with Nick for so long now, maybe he can be self-aware for both of us. That's all for this episode of The Dose, my friends. We will catch you next time.